David Axelrod is a former senior advisor to President Obama. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Members of Congress will be returning to Washington tomorrow, and the Senate is scheduled to vote on Wilbur Ross's nomination as Secretary of Commerce. He's another billionaire. He promises to let go of most of his holdings after an agreement with the Office of Government Ethics to prevent conflicts of interest. As NPR's Peter Overby tells us, the OGE is a tiny agency that faces huge challenges in the new administration.
First things first. The Office of Government Ethics does not enforce federal ethics laws. Instead, it helps government officials comply with them. It guides them in filling out forms and avoiding conflicts of interest, as it did with Commerce nominee Ross. Back in November, OGE's director Walter Schaub used President Trump's favorite social media to tweet some advice, coaxing Trump to divest his business empire. OGE didn't win that one, but as government reform advocate Meredith McGeehee said,
I would describe it at this point as the mouse that roared.
And roaring its loudest, in fact, since 1978, when it was created to help keep Washington calm. Congress didn't want another national trauma like the Watergate scandal that brought down President Richard Nixon.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Nixon made that declaration in 1973. He was gone the next year. And by the early 1980s, the Office of Government Ethics was a big deal.
Government officials didn't disclose their personal financial holdings and wealth until the ethics laws were created.
Washington ethics lawyer Jan Barron.
These forms were being filled out and submitted and made public for the first time.
The disclosure requirement led to OGE's biggest controversy up till now. In the mid-80s, President Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, Ed Meese, failed to disclose a financial relationship with lawyers for a Pentagon contractor. It was a complicated story, but ultimately, Meese resigned. For the most part, OGE has worked quietly. It's had a big impact on the federal bureaucracy. It creates things like this training video.
Today we're going to be talking about roles for supervisors in the Confidential Financial Disclosure Program.
This is a program that collects annual financial disclosures from 370,000 federal employees, mid-level workers who do contracting, award grants, and oversee federal spending, anyone who touches money. OGE's goal is to ensure that federal workers don't have financial interests that could come before the public interest. And that's the rub with President Trump. While he has stepped back from management of his business empire, he continues to profit from it. Trump notes that the conflict of interest law doesn't actually apply to the Oval Office occupant. That's true, but previous presidents complied voluntarily. Walter Schaub, the OGE director, in a rare speech last month, suggested that Trump is upsetting a delicate balance.
Should a president hold himself to a lower standard than his own appointees?
Appointees such as Wilbur Ross, a billionaire like Trump, but to serve his country as Commerce Secretary, Ross agreed with OGE that he'll resign his positions with 37 companies and sell off his holdings in 80 companies. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.